Runners from all over the world are in Bologna, Italy, as the city hosts the Retro Running Championships. And an elite runner from Kansas is competing for yet another record in running backwards. That's right, they run in reverse, as Greg Eklund reports from Kansas City.
Aaron Yoder spends a lot of time in the treadmill, running the wrong way. The 32-year-old track and cross-country coach at Bethany College in Kansas mostly trains on a treadmill. When he ventures outside, he's extra careful.
The nice thing about backwards running is your senses are heightened, so you're hearing and you're just feeling the ground, and like you can just hear cars coming.
Yoder first became interested in running backward as a kid.
I bought this rinky-dink treadmill at Walmart with my money and realized it just didn't go fast enough. So I just did it just as kind of an extension to training for football and basketball and track and field. I just found that I could get a better workout running backwards.
Then 3 years ago, he got serious about it when doctors advised him to stop traditional running because of arthritis in his knees. Dr. Brian Ware, a podiatrist in Kansas City, says he likes the idea of running backward to ease pressure on the joints, feet, and ankles. Plus, there's another benefit.
The posture is a little bit better backwards running because when you tend to get fatigued in forward running, your back muscles get overused because you lean forward.
Yoder's influence on backward running has spread to the runners he has coached at Bethany. Runner Noah Smucker is one of them and admits it was strange to watch Yoder train until he saw Yoder wear out the treadmill.
I always knew he was a little different, but when I saw him do that, I definitely knew he was something different.
Different indeed. Going into this weekend's World Championships, Yoder holds 3 records recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records, and he's awaiting ratification on a 4th. He's joined at the World Championships by his twin brother and his parents, who also took up retro running. Yoder says if only there were some events in the U.S. for retro runners, that would be a step forward. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.